You're holding that Samach Gimel Omer Aleph on top. The Gemara says again that the Bas Mazgur, this bird called the Bas Mazgur Chamro, the daughter of the one that mixes the wine, it's the name of the bird, Shari, that bird is Mutzah. Simon to remember is sometimes the son is better than the father, even though it doesn't really mean the son over here, but since that's the name Bas Mazgo, the Bas Mazgo is Kshero, but the Mazgo itself, that bird called Mazgo Chamra, that bird is also Om Rav Yehuda. If it says like this, you should know Shakito Arichi, the Shakito, this type of a bird called the Shakito. So you have to know if it's a richishkayo, if it has long legs, visumke, and it has a red body, then shar, then it's muta. Visenecha, and the simon to remember this is muzma. That's the simon, how to remember. Think of the muzmara. If you think of this, that'll be matiyu. Right, is another type of a bird that's muta. So to remember that, it'll remind you of this. Rashi says, "Shame loyv shoy mulsik lembetor." That was another bird that they all knew was tor, and also the shuka, the thighs were long, and gufoy, the body was red. So think of that bird, and you remember that this bird also is kosher. So that's the simonim of this shakito that has long legs, and it's red, then it's kosher. What's going to be gutzi? Let's say though it has short legs, then the sumki, short legs, and the body is red. The sumki then asiri. What's the simon to remember is ninus posel. Remember this by saying that a small person is unfit. It's posel. You can't use it. That's also a psul. A psul nakayin. If he's ninus, Rashi says b'mume kohanim the b'cheres. So if it's too small, then it's posel. Now arichu shakayu. What's going to be if this bird again, the shakitino, if it has long legs, the legs are long. Arichishkayo, but v'yoreke. Let's say the body is green. That's also a sir. It's also there's a nech. What's the symmetry? Remember this. Yoreke sulim. That if it's green, if it turned we had before by treifus, if the insides turn green, that's a simon treifus possible. Omer Rav Yehuda. Yehuda sounds like this. Shaluch. This bird called the shaluch. This bird that says in the Torah says shaluch. You should know ze hashalo dogim in a yom. The type of this bird that catches fish out of the sea, that's the shaylah. That's the sholach. That's our shol dogim in a yam. That's treif. To chifus, what's the bird called? The chifus Torah says that's shohoida kafus. It's called the chifus because it has a crown. Its crown like appears double. That means shohoida. Its crown kafus is like doubled over. Rashi says shol kafus karbalosoi is over. It's very thick over there. But doim kemisha kfulus, like it's bent over twice. That's why it's called Tuchifus. Vizel Shehevi Shomel Beis Hamidosh. That was the oif that brought the Shomer, that brought that worm that they used to cut the stones. He was the one that brought it to the Beis Hamidosh. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, ki evichazi sholach. When Rabbi Yechanan ever see a sholach, he already said this, Mishpatecha Toim Rabba, that your Mishpatecha is so great. And Kiev Ichos in the Mola, whenever we see a little ant, Omer, he would say, Kidkosukha Kahare El. Like Yotzoka is Kahare El, like the big mountains. So Rashi learns Peshat that She Mishpatecha Apatem Rabo, that means to say She Zamanta Shaloch, Lishpat Velasas Nekumosa Bedgathayom, that you appointed this bird, the Shaloch, to take Nekoma for you over the fish. That's why it goes in and it takes out the fish. It pulls out the fish. So there's an asem, a monim lo, b'lei tarach. Then the mola has its food without any bother. V'yemishat nishpat atodono atahem rabba goin sholoch shatarach levakesh sham v'zanesav. My shank of the animal that you want to put through mishpat, you give him a very hard mishpat, like the shaloh, it has to go and pick out the fish from the yam for its food. A koponim, you saw the godless of Hashem from these birds, or else the ant. Tadu Mora says, Omra, remember something like this, Lekani Ubitni Ishayin. These two types, the Lekani and the Bitni, they're mutter. Mashenkin Shaknoi Ubatnoi, these two types are, it depends. Mokim shnogu lechol lechlem, place that you let eat, that they not eat these birds, it's okay. But mokim shnogu shlo lechol, place that they not eat these, is they lechlem, then you should not eat from them. So where's the question, what kind of shot is this? Otobim and hoga tali mus is a totally how people act, like a manashoch. Is it treif or is it kosher? Where's the tali in the minhogim, how they noig? For the more otobim and hoga tali mus, so it's more in yes, the kash is no stereo. Ho biyashro de shchicha peros v'yaznia. Here we're talking about the place which shchicha to have the peros and v'yaznia. Therefore, the sofer to say maybe these are like the peros and like v'yaznia. And ho biyashro de shchicha peros v'yaznia. The place that states mutter is that the peros and v'yaznia are not found. See if when that place is mutter. So Rashi explains that these birds also come around with one simen. So you have to be afraid, maybe they're from the Peres V'Yozni, that's awesome. But if you know for sure the Peres V'Yozni is not Shchich and not found in that town, so therefore since these birds have one simen, as you had before, therefore it's kosher. The Taka told him in Hogim means to say they knew whether the V'Yozni or the Peres is Shchich in that place or not. Omer Abaye says, Kui, this bird called the Kui, or else the Kukuyoyi Asira. These two are also. However, kukuyosa sharia, but the bird called kukurusa, kukurosa, that's mutter, that's sharia. It's more said that with Marova, but in Tisrael they used to say that malku alayu, they used to say it's vada yos, whoever eats it, gets malkus. The Korah law, they used to call this bird tachvosa, that's the way they called it. They held that the yoif is vada yosa. Tana Rabban, remember this, when the Pasuk says tin shomois, that means voice sheboifus. That's a special one. Rashi says talfa means trait in shomek siv chad biotas chad b'shrotzim. That's the talfa. Meaning it's like a bat. It's like the night bird of the birds. So again, in shomas that's voice sheboifus. Atoim you're telling me voice sheboifus. Ayenuel a voice sheb'shrotzim. Amashma there are two types of this tinshamis. One was for the birds and one was for the shrotzim. So maybe it means to say it's like the night one of the shrotzim. Or mata tell you to say v'lomim yud gimel midas shatran adreshes bem. You have to dan from a yud gimel midas over here for what we're talking about. V'dovra lomud min yonoy. The ne'akosim adaber. What is the person talking about that learning out? B'yoifus. We're talking about the parasha of Oifus, and in this parasha it says the word tinshamis. Is Avkan Biyavis Avadi Rosam, and it says Tin Shomois, Avadi means from the birds. So this is called the Boyish Boyfis. This is the bird that stays by night, the night bird. On the side, some say the Girsa should be Boz, and it means Peres Mois, like a disgusting. This is the one that's most disgusting. Nanamor says, Tanya Nam learned the same type of Gemara with Gabi Shrotzim. Same thing by Sheretz, Kai Gavna. That in Shemois is Boyish Shrotzim. Yeah. Is that time you want to tell me Boyish Shrotzim is the Boyish of the night one or the Mias one of Shrotzim? Are you maybe not that way, Yellow Boyish Boyfus? It's like the Mias one of the Oifus, maybe. Is a matter, I'll tell you again, say, Velomad Yigumumida Shatarim and Dreshes Bem. Go learn out from Yigumumida Shatarim and Dreshes Bem. The word Dovra Lomim Min Yonoi, from what learned about in its own parasha. The Mea Kosim Adav, what we're talking about, the Yavashrotzim. This Pasuk over here is Afkan also with Ashna of Yavashrotzim, we're talking about the parasha of Shrotzim. Yeah. Om Rabbi, Boyish Sheboifus, he doesn't know the Boyish of the Ephes is the Kifuf. You know, that's like the Mia, so that's the night bird, is the Kifuf. Boyashav Shrotzim, what's the one of the Shrotzim? That's Kufadoi. Omer Rav Yehuda Koyois Zu Hakuk. Yeah, so again, Koyois Zu Hakuk. Rocham, what does that mean? That's Zu Shakoko, this type of a bird. Omer Rav Yechanan Loma Nikra Shemoi Rocham. How come the Torah calls his name Rocham? Kivan Shebo Rachem. Bol Rachim Lielam. That Kivin Shabbat, when Rachim comes, it comes Rachim on the world. When this bird comes, then Hashem has Rachmanis on the world also.
Omra Beva Bravayo Vudi Yosef Amidi Vyovit Sharkok.
So when this bird is standing on something and it cries Shrakrak Vudi Vyovit Sharkrak. Or Gemir, we learn like this, the Yosef Arya the Sharak, it would be sitting on the ground and making this noise, is also Mashiach. That's a proof Mashiach would come. Shemin the Pesach says, Ashar Kolehem Viakaptam, that there'll be some noise made by these birds, and that Mashiach will come, that Viakaptam Hashem will gather them together.
Oh, Malay Ravada Basim Lamar, Bar Ravidi, Bohudi Yosef, Bei Karva Vishorak.
There's once a type of a bird that was sitting upon a karva, a plowed field, and it started to make this noise.
Viyosa Galgol,
and a stone fell and hit it upon its head.
Is Omulais, he said to him, Tatahu, by the heavy, that one was a liar.
In other words, it wasn't really the time for the Mashiach to come. So that's what happened to him. He started to make that noise as if to say a simin, that the Mashiach should come, and Evan fell on his head. Because he was a liar, therefore he got like Malchus, he got his punishment.
Tan Rabban, not like this.
Oirev, the raven, is the Oirev. That's the raven. When the pasuk says Eskol, is Eskol Oirev, is Lahari Oirev Hamuki. It means to come the Oirev, the raven of the valley.
Lemino, when the pasuk says Lavi Oirev Habob Rashi Yevonim, means to include the ravens that they move around ahead of the doves.
Barashi Yevonim, they're the head of the doves.
Rashi says, because the Mara will explain it soon.
Omama, what we just say, plus it says, Oiriv, so Oiriv, that means the raven.
Is Otu Kamon Koi, like,
first question again, Otu Kamon Koi, like, is the Oiriv here in front of us, Rashi says, like, I should have said what type of an Oiriv we're talking about. You can't just say Oiriv. We don't have any Oiriv here right now, so I should have said which type.
Elaim is like this, the child like this. Oirev is the Oirev Ochmi. That type means the black raven. That's what it means. It means the black one.
The Chain Rem is also posted that it says, Kavtasaisev Totalim, Shcheris Kerev, Shcheris.
They see also, it's kind of like black as a raven.
So Mashmah Staman Oirev is like Shcheris. Then we had Kerev Hamaki, that the raven of the valley. So Chiyure, that is, that has white spots on it.
The Chayinuim, it also possibly says, the Mareyu Omek Minor, the dye appears like deeper than the skin.
Now, Kamara Chamo, Hamukim and Atzel, means to say, like sunlight that appears deeper than the shadow.
Now, the Erev Havo Beresha Yevonim, the ravens that move around at the heads of a dove, of Yoyna,
Omra Popo, Leitema Diosi, Bereshi Yoyni, do not say to me to say that it moves about on the head of the doves.
El the Domi Reisha Diyoni just means to say that its head resembles that of a dove.
That type of an Erev is also included in the Pasha of an Erev.
Tan Rabban, what about this? The Pasuk says Hanetz. Ze Hanetz. It means the bird, the Netz.
Lemineu, it says the word Lemineu. Lovius Bachiri means to include Bachiri.
Now the word is my Bachiri. What is this Bachiri?
On Rabbi, Abaye says it means Shurinka. That's what's called. It means the Shurinka.
Omer Rav Yehuda, HaChasido Zudai Levono.
The Chasid is like the white bird, Zudai Levono.
Now Lomo Nikra Shma Chasido. Why is this bird called Chasido?
Shoysen Chasid Simcha Rusa, because it does kindness with its friends.
The famous question is, if so, so why is it treif?
Of course, it has such good midas, should be kosher.
And some said of Pshat is it only does kindness at all, only with his friends, with no other bird. That's not really called chesed. Chesed is to do chesed with anybody.
Now ha'anofo, the pasuk says the word ha'anofo,
zu daya, that means the bird called daya.
Ragzonis, when it says the word ragzonis, zu daya. Ragzonis lomo, nikra shmo anofo,
shemenefe simcha ruso, like makes fights with its other ones.
Yeah, the Bachsel Gisha should be Shema Anfais.
It Im Chavrusa makes troubles with his friends. Omer Rav Chonon bar Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Chizda. Omer Rav Chonon grey the rofo, Omer Rav. Esrum v'yavbo, oifreis tmeim heim. There are 24 birds that are tomei that the Torah talks about. Omer le Rav Chonon bar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda, Tehecha, where are these? Where are the 24? So it's like this. Idu v'yikra, if you mean the bird that says in the Parsha v'yikra, Esrum over there, it only says 20. Idu Mishnah Torah, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Esrum v'chadav, it says there are 21 birds. How do you have 24? Tzichi Teimim, maybe. Do diksiv v'vayikra, v'leksiv v'mishnah Torah. So, Shad Yolayu, so therefore you have do, another bird. So where it says, good, Akati Esrum v'train heavy, all you have is 22 birds. Omalei, hoch yomer avu adimach. This is what the father of your mother said, Mishmed Rav, name of Rav, Liminayu, Limino, Liminoi, Liminayu, is next it says the word Liminayu twice, is a Rei Kanabo with Ashen 4. That's have an extra 4 birds. For the Morihochi, so we have 22 already, and now another 4. Esrim and Sheseva should have been 26 then. Rabbi says like this, Do Verua Achasi, the bird Do and Ruah is one bird. Because these Sagad, if you want to tell me this thing, these Sagadaitach, Tarti Inu, and there's like two of them. If so, the Gemara says, Michti, let's see. Mishne Torah lasufa yudiyosi. Mishne always comes here on. So maish nohocha dichsiv dokim. It says the word do. Or maish nohocha dichsiv ro. How could that be? For like siv do. And Mishne Torah and the Vormus adding on more. It should have said both at least. How come it only says ro, not do? Elishramim. This is the proof to say that min ro vidu achasi. It's the same type of a thing. Ro and do, the same type of a bird. So Mori still has the question. The Akati Chafei Heaven, there are 25 then. Om Rabbi Kishem Shiro Vidu Achasi, just like those are one, Kach Ayo Vidai is also Achasi, that's say of 24. Because again, these Sagadaitach, Tadin, the two of them, Michtel, let's see, Mishneh Torah Le'asuf, Yudiyosav, it says in the Vormus commentator on, so Maishno Ochad Ixtiv Lemino Ayo, or Maishno Ixtiv Lemino Adayo, how come? It's also proof to see to say it's the same type of a bird. So again, the question is, if it's like a true, they're both the same type of a bird. So why does it say attack a boat? Let's just say one word. Let's call both places the same bird. Katani learned like this. Rebbe Yoma, Ekrani Ayo Dayo. I'll call Ayo Dayo. And so Lomu Nemer, what does it say it for? Kadesh Tita and Pischem Pel about the Machalik that nobody's come and argue. You call it Aya, your friend will call it Daya, and you'll think there's two different types of birds. Ata Kuradaya, you call it Daya, who carry Aya, he'll call it Aya. So you make mistakes in the type of birds. Therefore, Kosa Mishnah Torah, it says in the Mishnah Torah, Vehero, Vesaya, Vyadaya, Lamino. So if Kamtitsa, the claw, it's one type of a bird, so you won't make any mistakes, they're both the Simin Tameya. Now the Gemara says, Meisvei, have a question. Meisvei, lo mo nishnu b'behema b'vnei ha-shesua. Why does it say by behema? Because of the shesua. So Rashi says, the question is, Meisvei l'rav, the Yomi, he says before, chov dal roifes t'meim heim, lo kechoshiv doye v'ro b'chad, v'yaye v'daye b'chad. So the Gemara's question is this. Meisvei says, lo mo nishnu b'behema b'vnei ha-shesua. Like how come we ask to say all of them by behemoth teaches the chiddush of the shesua, and by oifos has to teach us the chiddush of the ro? So my love doesn't mean to say like this. Me de behemoth the hosom liyasufa, just like the word behemoth over there is coming to it on. If so, oifos namu liyasufa, that oifos also coming to it on an extra bird. So therefore, shraminah should be a proof that the do v'ro treninu, there are two types. It's not the same type of a bird. And so there should be more than 24 different birds that are tameya. Versus loy, halsom yisufa by behema the attackers coming to include more. Right, that's the more b'chur is exactly what we're coming to include by behema. It's not going to go into it right now. But halch over here by oifois lefrusha something coming to explain. Rashi kol shemoseho v'u adin devi boy lemisne mifneisha aye v'daya. Elochadim and Eonokit. But I call upon him here, you don't have to say it's two, Here, Taka, it's only one bird, the Pushe.
Master, the Pligi, the Rabavua, the Agathon Rabavua. The Yomar Rabavua sounds like this. Ro, zu ayah, the bird ro, that's the same thing as ayah. Voloma nikra shmoi ro, why is it called ro? Sharoya b'yaiser, it sees very well. That's why Torah calls it also ro. Really, it's the same bird though. V'chein, remember, the post says also, nosiv lo yodu ayit, v'loi shezofsoi ayin. And we learn like this, Tony, we learned, it means that I met this above, this bird is standing in Bovil. For Roya in the veil of Eretz Yisrael, I can see in the veil in Eretz Yisrael. That's how far I could see. So the kitchen could see very far. That's why it's called Ro. Now, Midu Ro, Hainu Ayo, since the bird Ro, we say now, is really Ayo, Mechal, it's approved to say, Bido, Lav Hainu Ro. So you're telling me Ayo is Do. So that should be approved that it's not Ro, it's not the bird Ro. So say now, the bird Ro is the same bird as Ayo. Not at the door. So where it says, Lav Hainu Ro, submit, let's see. Mishneh Torah says in Devarim, Liyasufu Yudiyos is coming to include more. So Mishneh Hocho Dechsiv Do, or Mishneh Sam Delech Siv Do. How come one place it says Do, and here it doesn't say Do, Lachur, but it's two different birds, and Mishneh Torah is coming Lasufu Teheran, it should have said it there in the Mishneh Din Devarim also. El Lash Ramina, shouldn't this be a proof? El Lash Ramina, that the overall Vayachasi and Echnami, all three are the same bird. Just have the same name, it's all three the same bird. Now, Midu Ro, Hainu Ayo, since Ro is Ayo, Mechlad the Dayiv, so Lav Hainu Ayo, and the bird Dayiv should not be Ayo. Maichin Osam, Dichtib Lemineyu, Ayo, it says the word Lemineyu by the bird of Ayo. Or Maishin Ochad like Sib Lemineyu Ayu. It doesn't say the word Lemineyu on the word Ayu, on the bird Ayu. Ela ad Ayu, on the bird of Dayu. So again, Maishin Osum de Sib Lemineyu Ayu, or Maishin Ochad like Sib Lemineyu Ayu. Ela rather, it says Adayu. On the bird Dayu, it says the word Lemineyu of its kind. Ela Shmamino, the O, Vero, Dayu, Vyayu, El Shmamino, that the Do, Vero, Dayu, Vyayu, Achasi. All four are the same really bird. Here, they're not different birds, they're all the same bird. The Torah just says it over, but it's really the same bird. Now, Tanya learned like this. Tanya, Isi ben Yudu Oimer. Meya oifois to meyim yesh be mizrach. There are 100 birds that are tomei in the east side. For chulim min ayahein, they're all the men of ayah. As even the Torah only says 24, we have to know. Like this, each one could have plenty of different type of minim to it. Plenty of different assortments to it. They're all the min of ayah. Toni avimi breda mavua. Zayin meyois mina dogenheim. There are 700 different type of fish. Veches meyois mina chagovim. And there are 800 different type of grasshoppers. Uli oifois ein mispor. And to the birds, there's no account of how many birds there are. The question is, what do you mean? There are 24 birds that are tomei. The Torah says this. El Rabbi, the Mitzvah says like this. Elu liyoifois tor remain mispar. There's no count for an oif tor. That's the Mitzvah says. There are so many oif torus. And Echnami, the Torah only says the shorter amount of the tmeindik one, the 24 tmeindik ones. But you should know there are 100, there are more than you can count of oifois torus. Tani learned like this. Rabbi says, "Gol of Yidulafne Mishama Voyelam." It was uncovered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She behemot tmeyim rubim in atiris. There are more behemot tmeyis than there are behemot tiris. The figure therefore in the Torah, mona kosta b'Torah. Torah speaks out all the behemot tiris to make the shorter list. And gol of Yidul is unclear. It's clear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lufne Mishama Voyelam, to the one that said that it should be the world. Shoifois terrorists move him out to Mayim. There are more Oifois terrorists in the roar, Oifois to Mayim. The Thigur, therefore, Mono Akosta but to Mayim, therefore, a terrorist says the Cheshbin of the 24 Oifois that are to Mayim. My Kamash, what's the Chiddush over here? My Kamash Malon, to the Rafunam Rav, like Hunam Rav says. For Yamalan, some say, Amar Rafunam Rav, Mishum Rabbi Meir, the name of Rabbi Meir, they say like this, that L'Oilam Yishana Odom L'Talmidoi. A person should always teach his Talmidim in a short language. The shorter the better.
to remember it that way, it's easy to learn that way. So therefore, also the Torah says the shorter one and not the longer one.
Now, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Oif Tor Necha B'Mesiris. Then Oif Tor, you eat with a Mesiris, meaning to say you have to know exactly which one are Oif Torahs. Even though we had before, if it has some on him, tire, it's okay. But still, you have to have a Kabbalah, like you have to have a Mesiris. Rashi says, Im Zocharu B'yodim Kosha Shochlo, I Shemosa Le Rabbi, I Tzayit Chochem Shutorum. If you have it from a Talmud Chochem, from a good hunter, Talmud Chochem, that tells you he remembers from before that his father gave him teeth, he knew it was kosher, that's called the Mesiris, it's given over. Now, Neman Hatzayid Leimer, the hunter of Neman believed to say, Oiv Ze Tor, Mosali Rebbe, that this bird my Rebbe told me is Tor. He's allowed to tell us that he remembers this is the same type of a bird, and that's also called the Mesiris. Omer Rebbe Yechanon, Vu Sheboki Ben Vishmaseim, it's only if now this Talmud right now is a book in the names, like it shouldn't be mistaken. To think his Rebbe told him one, and he thinks this one looks like that one, and therefore he's saying it's Torah now. So it has to be that he's also a Boki in the Shemus, and therefore he knows for sure that this is the same one that his Rebbe told him, and therefore we'll believe him. Boy Rabzeira, Rabzeira has to shout like this. Boy Rabzeira, Rabbi Chochem, or Rabbi Tzai, does it mean to say his Rebbe was a Tam Chochem, or does it have to be that his Rebbe was a hunter? And he'll know better, he'll know, then he knows for sure the birds. So our Shema, come in here. The Yomar Reb Yechanan, Vu Sheboki Ben Vushmasem, has to be Zaboki in its names, in the birds. So Yomar Bishleim, a rabbi tzayed that his Rebbe was a hunter. So Shapra is good that he knows all the names of the birds. Eli Yomar, if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Chochem, that his Rebbe was Tamatam Chochem. So Bishleim, Mishma Yogmirlo, it's good that the names of the birds he learned the Chumash. He learned by his Rebbe maybe the names of the birds. El Inu Miyodalu. But does he know each bird by itself? Or did he go out and hunt them to see each bird by itself? That no. El Alav, isn't this Shramina proof that Rabbi Tzayit Shramina, we're talking about now the Rabbi, the Master, his Rebbe has to also be a Tzayit. His Rebbe has to be a Talmid Chacham. He knows the Halachas, he knows the Shemus. And also he knows the birds itself. He's a Tzayit, he was a hunter. Tana Rabbonim, look at this in the Braisa. Loichim beit simnot gechovim. A Jew is allowed to buy an egg off a guy. B'chol mokum, any place he is. And v'yein cheshim, we're not afraid, loimishum nevelois, that maybe this egg came out of a dead oif that was a nevela. So once the animal, the oif died without a shchita, it's also to eat anything inside it. So it should be also to eat this egg then. For loimishum treif, was not afraid, maybe the egg was hatched, came out. But the mother was already a treifa, and therefore we have before the egg would also be treifa, we're not afraid. So therefore, if you let eat eggs, you let eat the eggs, you buy a goy any place. So I ask the question, why? Vidilma the oif tamlin, why? Maybe this egg came from an oif tamay, so it should be us that eat the egg. Amar avu di Shmuel, b'yayim, we're talking about a case also, the goy has to tell us, b'yayimer, shaloif pleni tor. The guy tells us, I'm telling you exactly, I know this egg comes from a chicken. So he has to tell us exactly from which bird it came from. And if we know that bird is Torah, then it's okay. So I ask the question, why? For Lema, why isn't it enough for the guy just to tell us, Shalif Torah, let the guy just say, I know this egg came from a Torah a bird. So I says, Yehoch, you so that would be enough. Isle Lishtemute, that the guy has a right like to trick us, to try and cheat us. To lie to us, he'll tell us it came, and later when we tell him, what did you tell to us for? We found out it came from that bird, he'll say, I thought that bird was Torah, I didn't know. So therefore, we have to hear exactly from the guy which bird it was. Rashi Isla Lishtimute, for Loim Mishaloth Acharamati Loch, Shiatama Kiravu Torah, that if he doesn't tell us which bird, he'll always tell us, listen, I meant another bird, and that bird Taka is Torah. Therefore, he has to tell us clearly exactly which bird it really came from. If he tells us which bird it really came from, so that much we believe him on, and if we know that that oif is Tor and Echanami, then the Maisa, you can eat this oif. For the Gemara Kasha now, what do you have to be Samech on the Goy for? For Livdik be Simonim, why don't we look at the egg and test out this Simonim, see how the egg looks.
the Tanya, like we'll learn later, there are a lot of simonim how to tell which egg is kosher and which egg comes from a treifa oif. The Tanya learned like this, ki simoni beitzim kach simoni dogim. The simonim we have by eggs is the same type of simonim we have by a fish to know if the fish is kosher or not. So what's the question, what's going on here? But the more simoni dogim slagadaitoch, sinapi v'kashkeshes. What's going on? We know the simonim of a fish, which fish is kosher? The one that has fins and scales? So what are you telling me now? The same simonim, the raw eggs, that's the same simon as the rabbi fish. So the kashra is snap the kashra on Rahman. There is clearly what the simonim of fish are. El rather aima, this would mean to say, elaim like this, kach simoni uvre dogim, that the same simonim we have about eggs, to know which egg is kosher and it comes from a kosher oif, the same thing the rabbi about uvre dogim, that's the roe, the eggs of the fish, the roe you find inside the fish, the same thing, that it has these simonim, that it's sharp on one side and it's a little more broad on one side, more pointy on one side, the same simonim the rabbi eggs, the same simonim by the uvre dogim. And Vitali, we learned by this kili gabi beitzim, we learned by beitzim, these are the simonim of beitzim. So the kids are the raw simonim of beitzim. So therefore, what's the shaila to believe a goy that this egg is came from a kosher bird? We should just have to look at the egg. We'll be able to tell by the size, the shape of it, whether it's kosher.